Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The White House has emphasized the United States has made zero concessions in agreeing to face-to-face talks between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. White House insisting that Mr. Trump's surprise acceptance of a Kim invitation to meet resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. U.S. Naval War College National Security Professor Tom Nichols talks to VOA about whether the Trump administration is prepared for those talks.
Talking is always better than fighting, but talking requires a lot of preparation. And there's no evidence, first of all, that there was preparation here. And second, there's nothing that the North Koreans have done to merit this except to be the rogue nation they are. Usually summits with the President of the United States are a sign of great seriousness and stature and a reward often for having good relations with the United States.
Nichols believes North Korea is setting a trap for President Trump. Relief trucks crossed front lines in the rebel-held Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta in Syria, unloading all of its food to a trapped population despite fighting the Red Cross says is coming extremely close. The fighting between the rebels have killed at least 900 civilians. In Kenya, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the political reconciliation between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga is a very positive step. Kenyatta and Odinga met for the first time since last summer's contentious presidential election to start what they called a joint push for national unity. This is VOA News.